The 10th of Teves, which begins Tuesday morning, is actually the culmination of three consecutive sad days commemorating three different tragic events in Jewish history, as is described in the Slichas prayers for that day, titled Eskara Matzok. On the 8th of Teves, the Torah was translated into Greek by 70 sages upon the order of King Ptolemy in the year 3515. This was tragic for two reasons. First, when the Torah was only available in its original Hebrew, the nations of the world had great reverence for it. Once it was translated, however, the outside world regarded it just as a literature book, for no translation can capture the inner meanings of Lashon HaKodesh, the Holy Tongue. Second, anti-Semites could now distort the Torah and heap abuse upon the Jewish people, as we have so sadly seen throughout history. On the 9th of Teves, shortly after the second Beis HaMikdash was built, the great Jewish leader Ezra passed away. His influence is described in the Talmud, which states that Ezra was worthy to have Hashem give the Jews the Torah through him, if not for Moshe, who was first. Ezra's passing left a void that could not be filled. On the 10th of Teves, the Babylonians surrounded Jerusalem with a siege that lasted 2.5 years until the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The reason Asara B'Teves is so severe is that the beginning of a tragedy is especially noted. May we see the coming of Mashiach. Amen.